Perfect today, yes, sir. You get an A plus. We put a gold star on your record, sir. That's what we used to do in elementary school. You get a gold star for the day. Okay, well, we're ready whenever you are. We're ready.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Samorio.
Give us one moment. We do have some paperwork here, and as soon as we get our paperwork lined up, we'll be ready to go forward. Okay, sir. We'll get started. And once again, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Sean Carlos Solorio, and my number is 250110.
Mr. Solorio, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, give me one second here, you were notified of this hearing back on, my paper's sticking together, back on, I believe that this is the 14th day of September. You were notified that the hearing would be taking place today. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I think yes, sir.
And on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may we assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, I think you can see us, hopefully you can see us, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are to my extreme right, which would be to your left, that is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, to my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Corruanis, to my far left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair today, and the, give me one second here, let's see if I can get this going, and the gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Solorio and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear for it?
I do, sir.
Okay. Let me get you hold one second, sir, because I don't have a list yet. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of Mr. Solorio today? Anybody in the room want to speak on his behalf? I don't see any hands going up. Therefore, we will move forward. Sir, according to the information that we have, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on August the 3rd, 2017, as verbally or written directed on July 7, 2017. You were actually avoiding supervision, thus you were an asunder from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
That would be true, but the warrant was issued until like the 20th or something.
Excuse me, sir, but right now I just need one word, true or false, and if you say that it is true, then you have an opportunity in phase two to discuss it. If you say it's false, then you will still have an opportunity to discuss it. So right now, true or false, sir?
False.
Okay, you want it false.
I'm sorry. It's true.
Three times. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, so it is true. Therefore, I am going to move to find that Mr. Solorio did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Okay, by the unanimous determination of the board, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, and now we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by getting some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. However, at the end of phase two of your hearing, the board will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. So at this time, we're going to ask you to remain quiet. We're going to get some information coming from the Department of Corrections, and following this information, we're going to come back and talk to you, sir. So at this time, Mr. Osborne, would you provide us with some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Solorio was released from DOC custody on May 30th of 2017. He was arrested on August 14th of 2017 by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office on his condo warrant status and for a misdemeanor charge of driving on suspended license. He was returned back to our custody on August 22nd of 2017 with 11 of the con days, with a community supervision end date of November 9th of 2017. Current conviction, 2016, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2010, theft of means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. 2010 forgery, 1 year, 6 months. 2010 theft credit card to obtain fraud, 1 year. 2013 burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. In 2013, theft of means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He's had 3 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SMG and gang information noted, and on June 7th of 16, it was documented in GigNet that Mr. Solario self-admitted to Yavapai County that he is a Peckerwood prison gang member. Prior term of supervision, 2012, GIs of Conder, 51 days, arrested by Lone Park PD in California, returned to custody and revoked. In 2016, GIs of Conder, 15 days, arrested on a felony theft of means of transportation charges, returned to custody and revoked. As a minimal disciplinary history with criminal damage noted. Other arrests, 2002, burglary, California juvenile detention. 2003, escape second degree, California misdemeanor conviction probation. 2007, theft of means of transportation, California felony conviction probation. 2007, flight from motor vehicle, California felony conviction probation. 2007, misdemeanor other DUI, California misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2008, criminal damage, California felony conviction state prison. He has a community risk score of G6, B6, and I do have stats and charges attached for Officer Bobby Blevins, dated Tuesday, September 19th of 2017. Per Mayor Justice Court, offender pled guilty to driving on a suspended license and was fined $587.
Which means that has been concluded, nothing is pending on that. Am I correct, Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Okay, Mrs. Solario, here we are, we're back to you. We take note that when you were released, initially you were to stay with your mother up in Mayo, Arizona. So how long did you stay with your mother, did you reside with your mother, sir?
The whole time I was out, sir.
Okay, and I also take note, well, I don't take note, but did you have any employment while you were released, sir?
Off and on, self-employed, cutting wood, just doing side jobs and such.
Okay, sir. And you were referred to the ACCI Substance Abuse Counseling Program. Did you complete that program or did you not complete it, sir?
I did not complete the program. That's with the counselor, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, no, I didn't complete that program.
Why didn't you complete it, sir?
I got strung out, and I didn't do it.
When you say you got strung out, what does that mean, sir? What did you get strung out on, sir?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, is meth, is that your drug of choice, or you just, one time you decided to use it, sir?
No, it's my drug of choice, sir.
Okay, have you done anything at all over the years, or especially most recently, to attempt to address that issue? I know you're supposed to go to ACCI, but have you done anything, you know, like AA or NA or any other counseling programs?
No, sir, I haven't got a chance. I'm in isolation at the moment, but if it would be possible, I would love to go to a program, like a lockdown facility before I get off parole. I think it would really benefit me. I've never asked you guys or anybody for such things.
Okay. Well, the board will make that determination whether, you know, to release you back out into the community or to revoke your supervision. But I would just point out this just for the record. is that the board cannot make that determination if you are released, and that's an if you are released, the board cannot make the determination of what we can make the determination of what program you can take, but we cannot suggest halfway house or other facilities. That decision is made totally on the basis of the of your parole officer in the Department of Corrections, and I just wanted to make that very clear that that's part of what we do. Now, while you were out, sir, did you drop any UAs while you were out, sir?
Yes, I dropped 2 UAs when I was out.
And how did they turn out, sir?
I was clean. I wasn't dirty for nothing.
Okay, so when did you come up with the methamphetamine, sir? Was that towards the end of your release or at the beginning, sir?
It was at the end of my release, right before I started, when I was supposed to see my parole officer on the 3rd.
And I think you already answered this, but once more so that I can understand, now why did you start using methamphetamine, sir? Was anything happened in your life, or it just became available to you? What happened, sir?
About this time or when I started?
This time, sir.
I couldn't tell you the truth. I don't know. I just started getting high. I went to a friend's house and it was there and I did it.
Okay. My final question at this time on that, did you actually pay for it or did your friend just offer it to you, sir?
My friend just gave it to me.
Okay. Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much. At this time, I'm going to check to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. Board members, any questions at this time? I don't see any questions coming at this time from board members. Therefore, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. Therefore, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination today whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I really just need a program, if it's possible. Or release me to a program or something to that extent. I'm sick of prison. You guys can see that I've been in prison numerous times and I need help.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you guys for your time and have a lovely day.
And thank you, sir. Please stay on the phone. Because we operate under the open meeting law and you can hear everything that we say, because this will be the first time that the four of us will have had an opportunity to discuss your situation. So now the board is in discussion. Mr. Solario, as he stated himself, he's had an extensive criminal record through the years. In fact, this was his third go around with the Department of Corrections. He was given that opportunity. He did abscond for just a short period of time, 11 days. We also look at that. He had just a little employment, I guess, would be under the table, which is legal. Therefore, we have no problem with that whatsoever that he did. But he did have some employment, and he spent the majority of his time with his mother. As we indicated, as we discussed, or he discussed, you know, he did not complete that ACCI program, which was a very, which is a good program, is my understanding, and he was accepted into the Hillside program, and if not, he would need to go to the Maricopa Reentry Center. Either one of those programs would have been just great for him, and especially the Maricopa Reentry Center program. Unfortunately, that did not happen because that's a relatively new program, a little over a year old, but it works out quite well in Maricopa County, Arizona. At this particular time, just as one board member, and I only speak for myself and for no other board member, I think that I know that he wants to go to be assigned to a program, but I think at this time, in view of the fact that he's going to be getting out very shortly in November, I think it would be in his best interest just to put a program together while he's still incarcerated, and once he's out, then he can move forward. But I'm speaking on one board member, other board members' discussion at this time.
Okay.
No further discussion, okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Solario violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways, and as much as he did use, he had self-admitted that he used some methamphetamine. In addition to that, he did skine for some 11 days. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of the board, your community supervision, sir, has been revoked. However, you will be out on November the 9th of this year, a little more than a month from today. You will be out, and at that time, you won't be on supervision, as you know. And I know you said that you really need to get some counseling. I'm going to suggest that you work very closely with your CO3 and with your mother and others to put together a plan so when you get out in November, you will be ready to hit the streets and be successful and be a productive citizen. Thank you so very much. This ends your hearing. And if you can put the CO3 back on, we would certainly appreciate it, sir.
Can I ask you one more question? There's no parole, right? Or no probation or parole after the night, right?
Well, I can't speak of probation, but no parole. You will not have a parole officer at all after November, whatever that date is, November the 9th. No, sir, you will be on your own, sir.
Okay, thank you guys for your time. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir.